TOMA. T-O-M-A. What's your TOMA? Did you know it's worth billions? Hi, this is Ken Boyce, Marketing Director with the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute, and co-host of the radio show, The Life You've Always Wanted, heard here each Monday morning at 10 a.m. What's your TOMA? Let's find out. Who's the richest man in the world? What's the number one soda company? Who can save a marriage, lift depression, mend broken heart, or heal emotional wounds? The answer to all these is TOMA. You see, TOMA said Bill Gates, TOMA said Coca-Cola, and TOMA now says the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute. How do I contact them? TOMA says 882-6767. How do I find out more? TOMA again says, check out springfieldmfi.com. When the question is asked, it's TOMA that answers. What is TOMA? It's simply what comes to the top of the mind first when a question's asked. That's top of mind awareness, and it's priceless.
A good Monday morning, and it's time now for It's a Life You've Always Wanted, brought to you by the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute. And here are your hosts, WK and Ken Boyce. Good morning.
Good morning, Ben.
Good to see you.
Good morning, everyone.
If you're listening to us this morning and you'd like to call in and chat with us for the next hour, locally the number is 862-9977. If you're out of the area, it's 1-800-375-0056. And if you're on your cell, it's star 56.
As we continue this morning, we've talking about value, talking about what is value, talking about the value of our marriages, the value of our families, and the value of what counseling can bring to it as well. And if you've missed us the past week or so, please feel free to visit springfieldmfi.com. That's springfieldmfi.com. There's a radio link there. Click on it, and there's a radio archive. Every show that we do is taken back, edited, and posted there on the site. So if you missed a show, or if you're hearing a continuation of some of the thoughts from the previous show, feel free to go back, take a listen. That's what it's there for.
And it's free.
And it is free. And if you have someone that you think, you know, they really could, they could benefit from this, but I'm not quite sure how to refer them, giving them a link to the site, sending them a link via an email. Here, check out the show. Check out this. Go to springfieldmfi.com. You can send that link to a friend through the email, and they can take it from there. So it's absolutely incredible. We encourage you to go by and visit, check it out, and see for yourself.
This morning we're talking about relationships, about marriages, about families, as we're continuing this discussion about what value is and what we truly value in our life. And I know a lot of men and women who have committed themselves to a husband or to a wife, to a spouse, and they're saying, yes, yes, I'm committed to you. Yes, I love you. I love only you. And that doesn't come through in a lot of places. That doesn't come through in a lot of ways in their life. It's like the young man who told his sweetheart when he was in high school, he said, you know, I love you so much, I'd swim the widest river, I'd climb the highest mountain, I would walk through burning fire, I would fight the wildest beast, so great is my love for you. And then he said, and I'll be over Saturday night if it doesn't rain. That kind of love, who needs that? That kind of commitment, who needs that kind of commitment? You know, I want somebody committed in my life, committed to me, that I can rely on. And I know you'd want the same thing. We each need someone who have committed themselves, their lives, their love to us and only to us. We need that in our lives. We need that to thrive. We need that to grow in our own life. And when that is missing, our world feels shaky all over. Relationships are something very unique, and I want you to grab hold of this, and if you've got a pencil and paper, I'd like for you to write this down. That relationships are a living entity created by God. God has allowed us to be in relationship with one another. You know, out of all of creation, we're the only creation, part of creation, that can purposefully, intentionally choose to be in relationship with one another. To have an ongoing relationship, a growing relationship, one that transcends simply the physical or the emotional, but all to the spiritual as well. Because it is a living relationship, it needs constant nourishment. It needs constantly to be fed, as it were. And the way we do that is to talk with one another, to communicate with one another. Someone once said that communication is the lifeblood of the relationship. Well, as this relationship is developed, as it's ongoing, we can nurture this by either one of two ways. We can choose not to, which is to forfeit the relationship. We can choose to not do the things that grow the relationship, or we can sacrifice to meet the needs of the relationship. Those are the only two ways that we can handle a relationship. We're either continually nurturing and nourishing the relationship by sacrificing, which is truly a payment in advance for the relationship to continue to go on, to move forward, or we can forfeit that relationship, which is loss in advance, that we are truly losing the relationship if we're not continuously giving to it what it needs. You know, the needs that we have, God made us with, is to be understood, accepted, and valued. Understood for who we are. Not for who people think we are, not for who you want me to be, you think I am, but to be me, to be understood for who I truly am. Second of all is to be accepted unconditionally, not on the basis of how well I perform or how well I do anything, but that I am here, that I'm a unique, special creation of God, and that He has put me here, and I'm in this world for a purpose. And third of all is to be valued more than the whole world by one other significant person in our life. And early on, that's usually our parents or our grandparents. And as we become an adult, that's usually a spouse or some other significant adult in our life. But to be valued more than the whole world and to have that value expressed to us in many, many tangible ways. As those needs are being fulfilled, to be understood, accepted, and valued through the sacrifice for one another, then that relationship grows. If I choose not to meet those needs, if I choose not to meet those needs of someone that I'm in relationship with, then I'm forfeiting the relationship. And I want you men to hear this, because as men, we have an idea that I can just go and do as I please and do what I want to do and be where I want to be, and I don't really have to be with my wife or be with my kids for them to know that I love them. But I want you to ask, how are you expressing how you value your wife? How are you truly expressing how you value your children if you're not with them? If you're not spending time with them? If you're not sacrificing for them? And you say, a lot of men tell me in counseling, well, you know, I go out and I work and my job is to make the money. Well, that's part of it. But I don't care how much money you make, if you're never there for your wife to talk with her and to spend some time with her, you're forfeiting that relationship. Or if you're not there with your children and spending time with them and on the ground playing ball with them or whatever it is, if you're not doing that, you're forfeiting that relationship. It's the cat in the cradle concept.
Great song.
It is a great song. And so just as we're talking about this, processing this morning, really give it some thought. Really think through in your life today, whether you're a husband or a wife, how am I expressing my value to my spouse, to my kids, by the sacrifice that I'm willing to make for them?
Also, what is it that we value most? Is it our wife? Is it our kids? Is it our job? Is it the money that comes in from our job? Is that what we love the most? Not many of us are going to say, oh, well, that money's all I love. There's a few people out there with a twisted sense of priorities that would actually come out and say that.
Mm-hmm.
But by our actions, by what we do, what is the most important thing? If someone was to look at you and they asked, what do you think the most important thing in that person's life is? What are they going to say? I think in some cases it would surprise a lot of people to be say, well, his job is the most important. That's who he is. If you've been associated or now identified with your job, then it's not your job anymore. That's your life. You've hence lost the wife. You've lost the kids. You've lost identity with what should be at the top of the value, what you value most, what you would be willing to give anything up for. And now you're being identified with this job, that that's your life, that that's what you value most, or the compensation, the money that comes from it, that that's more important. Actions speak louder than words. Most of what happens in communication isn't said through our mouth. It's not by what we say.
Yeah, about 90% is not said by through our mouth.
It's through everything that we do or don't do. Now, this is just as important. If we choose to ignore someone, to give them a cold shoulder, if we choose to ignore our spouse, to ignore the duties to our spouse, if we choose to, especially when things get tight, and that's the one time when we should be getting closer, how many spouses pull themselves apart and rescind back into themselves and start to just implode on their own? That tells the other spouse, you're not valued. Or if we choose to work and work and work and work, it tells the spouse that we're not valued. It tells the kids they're not valued. Our actions speak loud, and words can never heal what our actions say. There's not enough words to compensate. If 90% of what we do, of our communication, comes by something other than our voice, we'd have to speak 10 times more often to be able to contradict what we do. And that's not possible.
I'd like to, for you to just think back over this past weekend. If you were at the lake this weekend, or if you were at one of the relatives' homes, or if you just stayed in, how did you and your spouse and family get along? What did you do together? Did you do anything together? How many quarrels did you have? How tight is the money? How many times this weekend did you argue about money? How many times this weekend did you just shut the other out? How many times did you tell the kids to go away, leave you alone, when they're begging you for your attention? How many times did you get frustrated and think there's no way out of this? And your feeling of belonging and your feeling of acceptance and your feeling of being understood are just growing more vague, and you're feeling more alone all the time. Let me tell you something. If that is happening in your marriage, if that is happening in your family, you need to do something right now to change that.
And you're the only one that can. You have to take responsibility for yourself. I have to take responsibility for myself.
Absolutely. Do not wait for your spouse to go first. Do not wait for your husband or your wife to change. If you're not satisfied and happy in your marriage, if your marriage is malnourished, if it's being underfed, then what have you done to sacrifice for it? You know, sacrifice is personal. Sacrifice means that I'm giving up something of value, something that's precious to me for the one that I love. And I'm giving up. Sacrifice means not only is a sacrifice by the self, but a sacrifice of the self. It means that I'm giving up what I want and what perhaps my needs are to meet your needs, to anticipate and to meet your needs. I want to tell you how valuable you are to me, how I accept you and how I really want to understand you and how I truly value you by sacrificing for you. And it's the go first principle. Don't wait for your spouse to do that. I know many wives who come in for counseling and they tell me, you know, is it okay if I come in for personal counseling first? I want marriage counseling, but my husband just won't come. I've been asking him now for 18 months, 2 years, 3 years to come to counseling. Go to counseling with me because we need help. And he says to me, you go get help. You are the problem. And so these women come in, and usually they're really beaten down. These wives come in who are just starving for those relational needs to be met. And many of those women learn how to take care of herself. Many of those women learn how to do things differently. Other times it's the man that calls in, and he's frantic because his wife has been begging him for 18 months, 2 years, 3 years to go to counseling because she wants to work on the marriage. She wants it to grow. She wants it to be better. And he keeps telling her, you go, you're the problem. And finally she said to him one day, enough is enough. I'm filing for divorce. I'm out of here. And then he's on the phone calling me, a counselor, saying, can you help me convince my wife that I still love her? Can you help me convince my wife that I really want this marriage? Well, what have you done to convince her of that over the past 2 years. You see, when love starts growing cold and those relational needs not being met, it takes an average of 18 months to 2 years for the love to grow cold and for someone to decide, I'm through with this. So guys, if your wife has been asking you for a while, go to counseling with her. If you truly love her, if you really want the marriage, if you think that you want things to be better as well, then go to counseling with her. If she's asking you to go, if she's pleading with you to go, that's part of sacrificing. Sacrifice that ego. Sacrifice what you need to, whatever it takes, to have the marriage that you truly wanted at the beginning.
Think back to before you went down the aisle. What was it that you wanted? When you asked her to marry you, what did you have in mind? Was it, I can't live without her? Every day I wake up and she's the first thing I think about when I wake up, and she's the last thing I think about when I go to sleep. And every day while I'm trying to do my job, the only thing I want to do is get off the job so I can go be with her.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies, what were you thinking? Was he the one that you'd always dreamed of? Did he look like what you thought? Did he want to take care of you? Did it feel good? Did you feel safe and secure being with him? Did you enjoy life? Why did you say, yes, I do? The reason we do that is we have the idea of, we want this to be special. We want this to be forever. We want this to never fall apart. I don't want to ever let her go. I don't want to ever let him go. Now it's 5 years down the road. It's 7 years down the road. It's 30 years into a marriage. And you honestly, in some ways, don't know why you ever did it. Is that what you wanted? You think back and you try to get back to that point, but how do you do that? There are paths to get back to it. There are paths to make a marriage even stronger than what you could conceive. And there are people that have gone through years of studying and learning how families work to be able to help you make even a stronger marriage. Now think about this. If you could change your marriage now, what would you change? How would you change it? What would you change about yourself? Because it starts with me. It starts with who I am. And if something's not right, if I recognize something's not right, my spouse probably recognizes it's not right either. But you know, I don't want a divorce. No one wants a divorce. Divorce is a mirage. It looks like the green pastures on the other side of the fence, and you jump the fence and you're in the middle of a desert. A mirage, you're walking out across the desert and you think, oh, there's water over there, and I'm starving here, I'm thirsting, I need. And when you get over there to what you think will be a new reality, a new start, it dries up. It's an illusion. There has never been a good divorce. But marriages, if we've looked at our marriages, and we've seen those that you've seen couples that have been together 30, 40, 50, 75 years, we've seen what a good marriage can be. How do we get that for ourselves? And are we willing to do whatever it takes to make that happen? Dream with me a little bit here. If you could look at your spouse, if you could look at your marriage, and you wanted it to be what? What would it be? If you wanted a great marriage, a great life, if you wanted to have your kids run up to you and grab a hold of you and not let go and not want you to even go out the door to go to work, what would you do to have that kind of life? You have to do it. No one else can do that.
Only you. Only you can do that. Let me express one other thought here, that a lot of marriages are shipwrecked. A lot of relationships are destroyed by the husband and the wife both attempting to be what they think the other wants them to be, which may or may not be the case, and usually is not the case. But it takes leveling. It takes being authentic. It takes being real with one another. It takes being truthful and honest with one another in the communication that you have. The old saying that says, if I am being me and you are being you, then I am here and you are here and we could be here together. But if I am being who I think you want me to be, or you are being who I think you want me to be, then I'm not here, you're not here, and no one can be here together. It gets to be just a real messed up game. So start telling the truth to each other and take responsibility for yourself. We have Mary here in Springfield that's called. Mary, good morning.
Hello, that's not my real name, but it's my confirmation name.
Well, hi, Mary.
Hi. You know, I want to tell you something. I was married for 44 years, and my husband died of cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Took care of him for 6 months. The first 20 or 25 years of our life, we were best friends. And I gave up my education, follow him. I support him all the way.
Mm-hmm.
We became very successful. But after 25 years, he started lying to me. And I asked him about different things. He said, to protect you, because I would get upset. He lied to protect me. I don't think so. That breaks the trust.
It does.
We didn't have sex for 12 years. I mean, how pathetic is that? Maybe he couldn't at his age. I don't know, but he should have told me.
Yeah.
And I stayed married to him. At one time, I thought about divorce, but we had businesses, and I thought, no, I'm not going to let some other woman get what I worked for. And I stayed married to him. I love my husband. Maybe didn't know how much I loved him. Maybe he didn't have the love within him to know. You know, he was a very good man.
Mm-hmm.
But he lied a lot of times.
Lied about different topics, or particularly about money?
Well, no, not about money, no.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he bought a video store, and it had pornography in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want nothing to do with that. I told him that's one business I won't work in. And I walked in where he was buying it from this woman and man, and on the screen where they repair things, and there was a woman with her legs spread open and her vagina and all this net, and what she was doing, and I just walked out.
Yeah.
So it came against my religion.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know.
He offended you.
You bet. It offended me. As the harder I worked, and yeah, we were successful, and I was thinking all the time, is that all there is?
Mm-hmm.
Like there's a song. We didn't go on vacations, yeah, but he kept buying this and buying that. And I thought, I want a break. I want to get away. This is a very horrible story. Yeah, I do have money. He's been deceased for 5 years and mm-hmm. 2 months. But
did you find your spirit closing on with him? Your heart shutting down with him?
Yes. Yes, but I took care of him at the end for 6 months.
That's what I'm hearing, yeah.
I mean, I think I was just afraid you do the job.
Yeah.
And you take care, and you're this man. But, I mean, this is really true. But I became like a machine because I had to work every day
mm-hmm.
from 7 to 12 at night. And I saw him doing it to his kids, too.
Mm. Well, Mary, I want to thank you for the call. And for those that are out there listening, and we're hearing Mary's story, what you're hearing us say then is the truth. And if you listen to her, she says it better because it happened to her than we can ever sit here and give you examples. As we come back from the bottom half of the hour, think about what she just said. And look at it. Is that something that's going on in our lives? And how do we fix that? We'll be back.
TOMA. T-O-M-A. Did you know you have one? This is Ken Boyce, Marketing Director for the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute and co-host of the radio show, The Life You've Always Wanted, heard here each Monday morning at 10 a.m. What's your TOMA? Let's test it. Don't worry, here are the answers. Bill Gates, Coca-Cola, and the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute. Test, who's the world's richest man? What's the number one soda company? Who can save a marriage, even lift depression? Congratulations, you remembered, that's TOMA, Top of Mind Awareness.
You're listening to It's a Life You've Always Wanted, brought to you by the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute. Once again, your hosts, WK and Ken Boyce.
And we're back. As we were going into the bottom half of the break, we had a caller in who called herself Mary. And she put into words her life experience, what we've talked about for the first half of the hour. And I know there's families out there. I know there's spouses right now that there's this twitch in your back. This is something, it hit home. Something wasn't quite right. And we've looked at our own lives and we've looked at where we're at. And this isn't what we dreamed our life would be. This isn't what we were wanting. And I'm not talking about dreaming as in fantasy land of flying over mountains with wings. We're talking about real life, what a life could be like. And what it is now, happiness just isn't there. As we go into the last half of the hour, we've got about 10 or 12 minutes here. We're going to talk about how do we make the difference? How do we make the choice? How do we make our dreams become a reality? How do we get through some of the things that have happened in our past? At the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute, all of those things are possible. There are people that will work with you and give you the knowledge you need to empower you to live life to the fullest. If Mary's still listening, Mary, we're here to help. And I know you've been through a lot of things, but there's a lot of hurt there, and we understand.
And there's a lot of other Marys out here as well.
There are a lot of Marys out there this morning. If you need to talk, if you need to work through or figure out how to let go of some of the things and be able to continue on, because this stuff will stay with us and stay with us and stay with us and stay with us until finally we're in the ground. You don't have to. The only thing you have to do is call 882-6767. 882-6767. We have five professionally trained people. Five people that all their life, people have been drawn to them for help. Friends come and talk to them. They don't know why. There's a natural attraction there. They have a gift from God. They took and learned and honed those skills. Spent tens of thousands of dollars learning how to be able to help people professionally and do it from a Christian basis, to do it from a foundation that there's a right and wrong, so that when people come in spending looking for direction, here's your compass. Here's how you make a difference. Let's work on it together. That's powerful. All you have to do, the only thing you have to do is call 882-6767. 882-6767. And the rest is easy.
I know that men who call Springfield Marriage and Family Institute many times are frantic, and it's because they have put off for a long time going to counseling, and finally their wives are fed up and they're walking out the door. And so they're willing to do anything, give anything, spend anything to get her back, her and the kids, back into a family again. I know some wives who are calling it frantic the same way because they spent the past year, year and a half, 2 years out clubbing, going out with their girlfriends and coming home 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, and their husbands are absolutely, absolutely furious. And you think that you can put it back together, but you don't know. So whether you're one of those men or those women, give us a call at 882-6767. You cannot understand how you can do this until you do. You're willing to do anything, give anything, pay anything at that moment or at this moment that you're listening right now. And let me tell you what, it's worth it.
And it's not much. All things considered, it's not much. What it takes to save a marriage is maybe one-fifth what it takes to start a divorce.
That's
the,
right.
The only difference is, one, you're spending more and you're a coward, or two, you've got the courage, you've got the internal fortitude to make a difference, and you spend one-fifth of what it would take to start a divorce. If you come to the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute, if you make the call, make the commitment to come five times, just five times to make a difference, and you'll see a difference in your life. That statistic has proven more times than not by people just like me, by people just like you, who wanted to make a difference, weren't sure what to expect, but made a commitment, I'm going to do whatever it takes to make a difference in my kid's life, in my spouse's life, in my life. That's it. And all you have to do is call 882-6767. If you want to look us up and find out who we are, go to springfieldmfi.com. So Springfield Marriage and Family Institute, springfieldmfi.com. Look it over. At the Institute, it's not what a lot of people think it is. There's a lot of negative things and a lot of things that people kind of build up in their mind of what this is going to be like. And the biggest comment we have when people walk in the door is they go, wow, this feels pretty good, and I just walked in. It's completely different than what you're expecting. But this is something that makes a difference in everyone's life who walks in the door. We want to make a difference. We want to be there. The Springfield Marriage and Family Institute has five counselors on board now. Four licensed professional counselors in-house. And we've got interns and stuff that we're helping seek their professional licensure. And to get that, just for each person, they'll spend between $15,000 and $40,000 just an education to be able to help. That's for each licensed counselor. Just to get their license, they have to have 3,000 supervised hours. So one out of every 10 sessions are spent with a supervisor going over their caseload, how to be able to help people, how to make sure it's done right. And they'll spend $3,000 just in supervision to be able to get licensed, just to be able to continue on. The Springfield Marriage and Family Institute, there are people with the biggest hearts in the world, very smart, that have invested thousands of dollars, tens of thousands, in the case of Springfield Marriage and Family Institute, several hundred thousand dollars, to be able to help you. And if you can save your marriage, the average divorce just starting out is probably $3,000 to $5,000 just to get things going. If you could save your marriage for less than $3,000, would you do it? You've already said, I'll do whatever it takes, but will you? Will you make a difference in your life? Will you take up and do the go first? Will you be first to call? Or do you cower out? Do you hide behind an attorney? Do you hide behind, oh, the grass is green on the other side? You talk to anyone who's been through divorce, they'll tell you that's a lie from the get-go. It's a mirage. There are no good divorces. They're pain to go through. But when you save a marriage and you come out the other side and you see the rewards, you see your kids growing up, you see your family growing, you see your relationship with your spouse, and realize what's really important in life. You've won the lottery. And it can be done with so little out of pocket. It just takes our effort to be able to say, I will make the difference. This is my family. This is my life. I'm going to fight for it.
You know, if we use as much passion, spend as much passion fighting for our marriage, fighting for our family, fighting for our kids, fighting to save this relationship, that as we do in fighting against one another, fighting against about things that are meaningless in the broad scheme of things. The old saying is, the problem is not the problem. The problem is my attitude about the problem. So change your attitude. Really fight for your marriage. Determine that you're going to do whatever it takes. As Ken said a moment ago, talk to people who've had a divorce, who've gone through a divorce, and they'll tell you the same thing that they've told me, is that they wish they had tried harder. They wish they had waited longer. They wish they had done whatever it would take to save that marriage. Fight for it. Value, sacrifice yourself for your marriage and for your family.
I met a lady the other day who asked, where were you when I had to go through this? Where were you? If you're asking who can help, or if you got friends that are asking who can help, you tell them, call the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute. Call 882-6767. Because now there's no excuse. You know who can help. Marriages are worth saving. We didn't get married to get divorced. We didn't get married to be miserable. Life is full of reward. Our children's lives, our spouse's life, our life, it can be fulfilled in so many ways. But now there's no excuses. You have to be able to have that internal courage to make the call, to choose to invest in your life. And the return on that investment is beyond belief.
We're here to be a resource for you right now, for your friends, for people that you know. Choose today. Your choices make your life, because it is your choice. It is your life.
Make it a great one. How many times have we ended with that? It's your choice. It's your life. Make it a great one. It's true today as it was any day of the week. If you're out there and you need help, or if you know someone who needs help, give them our number, 882-6767. Look us up on the web, springfieldmfi.com, and make the promise five times, just five times, to make a difference. We'll see you next week.